Psalm 68. Let's just read the word. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let those who hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melt before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them rejoice exceedingly. Sing to God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him who rides on the cloud by his name, Yah, and rejoice before him. A father to the fatherless, a defender to the widows. He is God in his holy habitation. He is God. And I'm going to go to Psalm 63. O God, you are my God. Early I will seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you. In a dry and thirsty land, where there is no water, so I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise you. O God, you are my God. Early I will seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you. In a dry and thirsty land where there's no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life. Because your loving kindness is better than life. I will. My lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. And my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. Because of your loving kindness, because your loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise you. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches. Because you have been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me. But those who seek my life to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion of jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone who swears by his name shall glory. By the mouth of those who speak lies shall be stopped. Psalm 62. Truly, my soul silently waits for God. From Him comes my salvation. He is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Truly, my soul silently waits for God. Truly, my soul silently waits for God. Proverbs 8, verse 17. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. Does not wisdom cry out, and understanding lift up her voice? Take her hand on the top of the hill. Beside the way where the path meet, entry of the city. Verse 4. To you, O men, I call, and my voice is the sun, sons of, and my voice is to the sons of men. O you simple ones, understand prudence, and you fools, be of an understanding heart. Listen. For I will speak of excellent things, and from the opening of my lips, I will welcome right things, for my mouth will speak truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. Receive my instruction, and not silver. and knowledge rather than choice of gold. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way and the perverse mouth I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign and rulers decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles. All the judges of the earth, I love those who love me. Verse 17, I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the faller and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand. But it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you. Verse 9. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge. Even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near you. For He shall give His angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to His name. O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute, and on the harp, with harmonious sound, for you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. O Lord, how great are your works. Your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. When the wicked spring up like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. But you, Lord, are on high forevermore. For behold your enemies, O Lord. For behold, your enemies shall perish, and all the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. My eyes also have seen my desire on my enemies. My ears heard my desire on the wicked who rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Jesus. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord, Psalm 91, verse 13. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of the Lord. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be refreshed and flourishing. To declare to the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Wow. Those who dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, he is my rock. He is my refuge. You are my rock. You are my refuge. Jesus. Psalm 39. I say, I will guard my ways, lest I sin with my tongue. I will restrain my mouth with the muzzle, while the wicked are before me. I was mute with silence. I held my peace even from God, and my sorrow was stirred up. My heart was hot within me. While I was muzzling, the fire burned, then I spoke with my tongue. And now, Lord, what do I wait for? My hope is in you. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the reproach of the foolish. I was mute. I did not open my mouth because it was you who did it. Remove your plague from me. I am consumed by the blow of your hand. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Do not be silent at my tears, for I am a stranger with you. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Hear my prayer. Do not be silent at my cry, at my tears, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Though I walk through the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 18. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my shelter and my deliverer. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. I will love you, O God, my strength. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my rock. My strength. My fortress and my deliverer. My shield and the horn of my salvation. My stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemy. The Lord is my rock. Thank you, Lord. Lord, Psalm 15. Lord, who may abide in your house, in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy mountain? He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. He who does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friend. In whose eyes a vile person is despised. But he honors those who fear the Lord. He who swears for his own hurt, to his own hurt, and does not charge. He who does not put out his money at usury, nor does he hate a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved. Thank you, Jesus, for your word, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your mercy. Thank you for your grace that we get to partake in this morning. Thank you for the truth. Thank you for your truth, Father. Oh, we love you, Jesus, this morning. Thank you, Abba. 2 Peter chapter 1. Simon Peter, a bound servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. As His divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also, for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue, knowledge, to knowledge, self-control, to self-control, perseverance, to perseverance, godliness, to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For this reason, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things. Though you know and are established in the present truth, yes, I think it is right, as long as I am in this tent, to stir you up by reminding you, knowing that shortly I must put off my tent, just as the Lord Jesus showed me. Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after my decease. Verse 16. For we did not follow cunning divide fables when we made known to you that the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we were witnesses of His majesty. For He received from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to Him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And we heard this voice which came from heaven when we were with Him on the holy mountain. And so we have prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in the dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of men, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Thank you, Father. Brian and Susie, I have this mic ready if whenever you wanna pray or read scripture, okay? You can either bring it closer or just leave it where it's at. But good to see you guys. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, we bless you this morning.
Jesus. This world and give me all. Oh, I want Jesus. Only Jesus. Take this world and give.
Substitute will ever do.
give me the God of Scripture. No more idols or lesser lovers. No substitute we'll ever do. There's nothing more I'll ever pursue. Till my heart grows tender. Hear my treasure, my greatest call. No substitute will ever do. There's nothing more I'll ever pursue. And I surrender until my heart grows tender. Hear my treasure, my greatest call. No substitute will ever do. There's nothing more I'll ever pursue. Thank you.
this world and give me Jesus. I want Jesus. Give me Jesus. Early in the morning I seek thee.
Saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll, written inside and on the back sealed with seven seals. Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals?" And no one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look at it. So I wept much because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it. But one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals." And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. Then he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne.
Make room for you.
My heart is open, oh Lord, come have your way. You dwell in me, I will make room for you. My heart is open, oh Lord, come have your way. My heart is open, Father, come have your way. You dwell in me, I will make room for you. My heart is open, oh Lord. You dwell in me, and I will make room for you. My heart is open, oh Lord, come have your way. My heart is open, oh Lord, come have your way.
Father, as the day just breaking in, this is our heart's desire, Lord. As we seek for you intentionally, you are here.
Heart is open. You dwell in me, and I will make room for you. My heart is open, oh Lord, come have your way. My heart is open, Abba, come have your way. My heart is open, oh Lord, come have your way. Heart is open, I will make room for you. Is open. You dwell in me, and I will make room for you. My heart is open, oh Lord, come have your way.
My heart is open, oh Lord, come help. My heart is open. heart is open for you. You dwell in me, I will make room for you. My heart is open, oh Lord, come have your way. My heart is open, oh Lord, come have your way. You dwell in me, and I will make room for you. My heart is open, Abba, come have your way. You dwell in me, and I will make room for you. My heart is open, oh Lord, come have your way. You dwell in me, and I will make room for you. My heart is open, have your way. Heart is open.
Revelation chapter 5, verses 8-14. Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth." Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven, and on the earth, and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them," I heard saying, "Blessing, and honor, and glory, and power be to him who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb forever and ever." Then the four living creatures said, "Amen," and the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him who lives forever and ever. Hallelujah.
Father, with the elders, the angels, bowing down, saying, "Holy, holy, holy, worthy, 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 Lord," this morning we join our hearts. With them, all things, to you all things.
Is my God, everyone my
see. Everyone will see. Sooner or later, they will see how great, how great, how great is my God. How great are you, Lord? I know how great are you, Lord. Everyone will see sooner or later how great are you, Lord. You're the name.
Your blood is enough, Jesus. Your blood is enough. The blood of Jesus.
work. Even when I don't see it, you work. You never stop work. In your presence, our hearts become tender. We surrender, we surrender. You're working for our families. You're working on our children. You're working in your church, God. You're working all over the world. Even sometimes we don't feel it. Even if we don't understand.
Coming again someday. Declare this morning.
We displace every unbelief, doubt. We choose to believe you. Choose to put all our faith. I choose to put all my faith in you, Jesus. Fix my eyes on you, the author and the finisher of my faith. That's what the word says. You are the author and the finisher. You are the author and the finisher. Oh, Jesus. You are the author and the finisher. You are the author and the finisher. You are the author and the finisher. By faith, not by sight. Lord, we thank you for your favor. Thank you that we have found favor with you. And because we found favor with you, Lord, we find favor with men. We found favor in everything we do, Lord. We found favor. When we take delight in you, Lord, you give our hearts desire, because the more we take delight in you, the more you become our desires. The more you become our focus. The more we want to please you. The more our heart breaks for the things that breaks your heart. The more we hate what you hate. We love what you love. Jesus, I remember Matthew where it says in the gospel when you told the disciples that, man, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith? So this morning, God, we ask, as we seek your face this morning, as we pray and set our face, be on our knees, be on our face, God. Lord, we pray, Jesus, increase our faith in you. Not only we choose to believe you, but Lord, we ask that you would help our unbelief. Radical faith, Lord. Lord, I pray for this place. I pray for our church this morning. I pray for everybody, that every member of this church, God. Lord, I pray that you would burn our hearts. That we would experience here the power that raised Christ from the dead. We would experience here the power that raised Christ from the dead. Lord, I banish the spirit of religion here in this church. I banish the spirit of religion. I banish it in the name of Jesus. I release freedom, freedom, freedom to be. Freedom, freedom in the Holy Ghost. The joy, I release joy in this place. I release hope in this place. I open heaven. I declare in the name of Jesus, heaven is open. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus, heaven is open. Lord, I pray that you rise up a generation that would just be so hungry to come after you. Lord, I pray that you would release the prophetic voice. Release it, release it, release it, release it, release it. The prophetic voice, let us hear from you. God, incline our ears. Unclog our ears. Lord, I pray that you'd forgive our stubbornness, those that are still stubborn. Jesus, the power of the Holy Ghost, come, go and remove them from their confusion. Bring them to salvation. Bring them to revelation. Fresh revelation, Lord. Fresh revelation of your love. Fresh revelation of your grace. Fresh revelation of the power of the Holy Ghost. Fresh revelation. Burn our hearts, Lord. Burn our hearts. Holy Spirit, burn our hearts. Burn our hearts. More, 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 more. Let there be angelic activities here in this place. And when we come together, God, stretch out your hands. Do miracles. Miracle in our hearts. Thank you. tangible miracles. Work in the secret place, in the quiet place. Lord, I pray for those who still come here, but yet are in sleep spiritually. Jesus, we intercede this morning. Lord, I pray that you would rise up a group of intercessors to join this cause. Revival is birthed through prayer. Revival is birthed through prayer. Burn our hearts for the desire, deep desire to pray, deep desire to seek you. Lord, burn my heart for deep desire to be on my face. Burn my heart for a deep desire to stay hungry before you. Burn my heart with desperation, Jesus. Lord, we don't need to be at war, in war, to be desperate. We don't have to live in a third world country to be desperate. We don't have to lack, like it says, Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing, but yet I need him. The Lord is my shepherd. He is my provider, the Jehovah Jireh. But yet, I am in need of him. In the name of Jesus, for those who feel like they're stuck, they need a fresh revelation. For those who need a fresh touch, Jesus, we don't want to play church here. I don't want to play church here. We want you. I want you. I want you. I want you, Pastor Jesus, my good shepherd. We want you, we want you. It is you we want. It is you that I want. It is you that I need. It is you that I need. For when you are here, then when you are here, there's miracle. Miracle happen in this place when you are here. When you are here, the blind come to see. When you are here, the mute speak. When you are here, the lame walk, God. When you are here, the dead come alive. When you are here, heaven is here. Lift your name high this morning, God. We lift your name, the name of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus. God, we praise your name. We give you glory for what you're doing in this place. We give you glory for revival in this place. I thank you for revival in this place, God. I thank you for revival. I thank you for the revival that's in this place. I thank you for your light that's in this place. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you. I honor you. I honor you, King Jesus, my God. Jesus, our Messiah. Salvation is only in your name, King Jesus. Burn our hearts, Lord. Burn our hearts. Burn our hearts. Burn our hearts. Burn my heart. Burn my heart, Lord. Open our eyes. Open our ears, Lord. Give us understanding. Give us understanding, Lord. Divided walls in the name of Jesus. Holy Basa Karabande. I break divided walls. Lord, I pray for the marriages here. people who are married and they're part of this church, God. I pray for their marriage, Father. I stand in the gap this morning for the marriages. I pray for the ones who are not married, Jesus. I pray that you'd sustain them. I pray that they'll live a holy life. Jesus, I pray for an increase of holiness in this sanctuary, in this congregation, an increase of holiness, an increase for the fear of the Lord, an increase of the fear of the Lord. God, we would not walk in the fear of men, but we would walk in the fear of God. Speak, speak, Lord. Lord, heal the sick. You're the God of miracles. Lord, I pray for those who are sick in our midst. Stretch out your hands. Heal their broken backs. Heal their cancer. Heal it, Lord. You are able. You are able. Glorify your name. Let your kingdom come, Father. Let your kingdom come, Lord. Oh, Jesus, we seek you. We need you. I 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 need you, Jesus, I need you. I need you, I need you. I pray my heart's cry, I need you. Oh, create a such desperation in my heart, Lord. As the deer panteth for water, let my soul thirst in a dry and thirsty land. In a dry and thirsty land. I come for the pure water. I come for the pure water, the living water. Jesus, you are the living water. You are the living water. You are the living water. Yes, you are. You are. You are the living water. You are the living water. You are. You are the living water. 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 Let your anointing fall in this place. Let your glory fall in this place, God. Even those who are not looking for you, let them see you. Kisarabatu karabasi. Kisarabasu tarabasati. Kiyalamasu tarabasi karabata. E yalamase kerebesanduro dobosita. Purify our hearts. Purify it, Lord. Lord, we don't pray. We don't even pray for our burdens, for the things that bothers us, for the worries of life, the things that we carry on them shoulders. We don't even mention them in your name, in your presence, because you already know them. But we know when you are in our boat, when you are walking with us, you make everything good. You make everything new. You take care of us. You are faithful. You remain faithful. Father, I pray that you would give us the heart to remain faithful to you. As the love of many are growing cold, give us your grace, Lord, that our love would not go cold. May my love never grow cold. May it burn forevermore. Let my life be worship to you. So let my heart be
worthy.
This moment is holy, and I hear you calling. I turn my face towards you. My heart is open. You always pursue. This is our heart's desire this morning. May my love never go cold. May it burn forevermore. May my love, my devotion, be worship to you. May my love never go cold. May it burn forevermore. May my love be worship to you. Let my love never go cold. Father, this is a decree we're making right now in your presence. My love for you will grow stronger and stronger. I will burn for you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Be burned with passion for you, passion for holiness, passion for righteousness, passion for the things of God. May this church burn for you, Lord, more than ever. All the members, let them burn for you, Lord. The pastor can do it, but Holy Spirit, you can do it. Oh, you can, you can, you can, only you. Oh, may our love never grow cold. May it burn forevermore. May our love be, may this place be your sanctuary, house of prayer. Take this time to intercede for teenagers in this church, the youngers, the youngins, Lord, they need you more than they know. The young adults. I don't have to mention names, God, but you know them. Lord, we know the fight that's out there in the world for their souls, their identity. We know it, Lord. Susie, you want to pray that? You want to pray? Let's do that. Let's pray for the youngins.
Thank you, Father. So, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. I was reading something yesterday. I was really, this is like a burden on my heart. And the first thing that came to my heart was the little children and the purity of their hearts and the purity that they have and the purity that they carry. And then I thought about all the way from the infants. I spent time with a friend of mine. They know a little bit about Jesus. But as I was spending time with them, the Lord spoke to my heart. And the little one, I think he's about 6 months old. And I just saw the joy of the Lord, the smile in his heart. But it's like Jesus, the Lord positions us to intercede for many people. But when he puts a burden on your heart for the little children, it's like Jesus was just smiling at him. But he had this smile in it. I can't explain. It's like Jesus' aura was just all around him. But really touched me was this little sister. I believe she was like 3 years old. And she just started singing a song. But it's just like, when you looked at her, it's like Jesus' arms were wrapped all around her. And she just sang the most beautiful song, but I really felt God's presence. He wrapped his arms around her, and Holy Spirit, it's just, God says to come like little children. So when you think about the young adults, it's like there's so much going on, but I have a word for you. God said that there will be a generation of hearts that will burn for him, and that they will have a heart of holiness, and there will be a new generation of young adults on fire, and that all this stuff that's burning your heart, this is the word for you. Don't look to the left and don't look to the right, and run the race. When everything is coming at you, don't look, run and look up and see that there's a God that's shining on you, and that he will never leave you, he will never forsake you, and that there's a generation rising up, just like when David was in the tabernacle. Oh God. And he was rising up an army. And when he fought the battle, it wasn't him who fought the battle. It was the worship and the praise. He set the worshipers and the praisers.
That's right.
The pastor can't stay here every day and worship. He needs you to open your mouth and declare the word. And he needs you to cry out. There's something about a travail when there's a moan and there's a groan. And when everything is breaking, it's your heart, it's your desire to come up here. And it's the ones that look, don't look at what's going on. God says, where he says, open your mouth. Because there's going to come a time when you can't open your mouth. And the only thing you're going to have is the burning in your heart. Where God says, open your mouth. It's your cry. It's everything to the Lord. And it doesn't matter what anybody says. It doesn't matter what you look like. Because praise and worship is messy. It's messy, but it's when it's with a breakthrough. It's when it comes in, because there's hearts that are breaking. And there's people that are turning away and their hearts are hardened. And God says, no, that's not what I came. God says, that's exactly what I'm looking for. So when you're thinking that everything is just broken and you don't have any desire to open your mouth, even when you remain still, even when you lie on the altar, He's there for you. Just like that little girl. She just sang a song and you just saw. It's like everything. It's just everything became brighter. It's just, He says, come like a little child. Even if you're an adult, He says, you can always come like a little child. It doesn't matter what age you are. It's just, don't let your heart go cold, He says. He says, don't let your heart go cold. So for the young adults, there's no confusion, because there's only one God.
On.
There's only one God.
On.
And just like I read in Genesis, when God says in the beginning, He made man in the image of Him. So He knew exactly what He was doing. It's just that even in Genesis, I've never seen this, but in Genesis, God, He spoke His word 35 times. That's the first time I've ever seen that. It's like the word just came alive. It's just from the beginning. Sometimes we just have to go back to the basics and say, Lord, I need you so much. I need you. And for you, all you young adults, it's not what's out there. It's what's there right in front of your face. It's who made you, who knit you, who knows everything about you, who knows every hair on your head. It's because He has you right in your hand. And the altar's open for you. It's you. You are the ones that are going to run with the torch. You are the ones who will stand up for holiness. You are the ones who will stand up for righteousness. You are the ones who are called to take the torch and run. You are the ones who have the word in your mouth. You are the ones for the activation. You are the ones who are going to fill up the altars. You are the ones who will stand up for the righteousness. You are the ones who will pray in the parks. You are the ones who will stand up in the classrooms. You are the ones who will shout. And you are the ones who will stand up for righteousness. And the only thing that's stopping you is that all you have to do is open your mouth and come. And come and worship Him with everything you have. And if you don't have words to say, it doesn't matter. Open your mouth and He will fill it. He will fill it with everything He has, because He's waiting for you. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for your presence, for your grace. Thank you for each person that were in the sanctuary this morning. Bless them, Lord. We you see what we're after, Lord. We're really after you. This is a great day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Lord, as we step out and to go and do what we must do for the day, we thank you for grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your mercy, Lord. Those that seek me early shall find me. That's what we do, Lord. And I pray that this pattern this morning would birth something in our hearts. That daily we will just not be able to move without this. Our spirit would just drag us in the Holy of Holies, in the secret place. We honor you, Lord Jesus, our Messiah, our Redeemer. You're so good, Lord. You're so good.